Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
Keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours. You won't be sorry. You'll be entertained. You'll be informed. You'll be enlightened. You'll be inspired. And you'll head into another NFL weekend in great spirits. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. Let me welcome in my partner, the esteemed Mr. Rob Parker. What's up, bro?
Wow, esteemed. I'm feeling old, wow. I think. That's pretty nice. Thank you, Mr.
You feeling old because of other reasons, not because I said esteemed.
Wow.
You feeling old because you old.
No, but it's all good.
But you use M-Drive, so I know you
back. My M-Drive. What'd you say?
That's right. I said your M-Drive going to get you in shape.
Yeah, get me back to where I need to go. But a couple things I want to do real quick. If you want to buy some Odd Couple gear, go to GetRob.com. And right now at checkout, 25% off your purchase. So go to GetRob.com.
Wow. Number two. Go up in there.
Yeah, 25% is pretty good. And Chris, you know this, you and Rob G, because I sent you the tickets. But am I on a roll or not with the football? I'm rolling right now.
You're doing well. You're doing well.
They see me rolling.
I am rolling. Yeah. I'm feeling good. I'm looking forward to the weekend, the pigskin pickoff. Last night, I had the couple of shekels on the Panthers -8 and the Panthers and Texans under 43 points. So I was way. Remember we talked about the first half? I was like, I'm golden there.
Right.
And then I just needed the Panthers to add a little more and give me my 8-plus points, and we're good to go. So happy about that. Happy that it's a Friday, and let's go. We got a great show to do.
Yes, we got our man Jonas Knox, who used to be the Odd Couple side piece, at least
not
for Rob
anymore,
Parker.
Right?
Will that not be the case anymore?
I don't know.
Is
everybody
he like,
else?
Please, I got my own show. I'm not filling in for you.
But you know what's crazy is LeVar Arrington is still doing the Saturday show, Chris, despite doing LeVar's the 5 days a week. So he's doing it.
And he comes on First Things First some mornings.
Right.
He is a workhorse. Yeah,
he's doing it. So I don't know if Jonas can really fill in. And Rob G, is he still doing Straight Out of Vegas too?
No more Straight Out of Vegas, but I do believe he has his weekend show. I can double check.
He's still doing both nights?
Jonas works hard. Just one night.
Wow.
But he will be joining us. If you didn't know, he's the co-host of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. Weekday morning show here at Fox Sports Radio with LeVar Arrington and Brady Quinn. They're the two pros, and Jonas is the Cup of Joe.
I'm just going to say, without guessing, that maybe out of those three, Jonas has a lot of sugar in his tank. I mean, cup or coffee, but that's another story.
I don't know where that. I don't even know what to do with that. So in that case, we will move on. But Jonas will be here at the bottom of the hour. We got super producer Rob G in full effect. We got DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and twos. And it's a funky Flashback Friday. So you know what that means. He is in them crates, and I can't wait to hear what he comes up with. Tom Crady, that's right. And on the updates, is it our man? Yes,
Steve DeSager. Yes.
Always Fridays belong to Steve. All right, Rob Parker. I'm just looking, you know, I'm searching the internet as I always do.
Uh-oh.
Reading stories about the NFL, about the NBA, getting ready for TV, getting ready for radio. and I come across straight up slander on the current. It's early. But if the MVP were given out today, the MVP would be Tom Brady. And so I come across some slander from none other than my friend Rob Parker on Deadspin.com. And the title, once I saw the title, I knew it was from Rob.
You already knew. You didn't have to see the byline.
He's Tom Fugazi? Is that what it was? He's Tom Fugazi. I'm going to give you the floor and let you explain yourself, and then I'll bring the corrections.
Well, I mean, Tom Brady's off to a good start. We know that. 9 touchdowns, 2 picks, all that. And no one's knocking him. You got to play who's in front of you.
No one's knocking him.
No one's knocking him. He's Tom Fugazi because the numbers don't add up. This is the problem, Chris. And you will admit, you know this, being a newspaper reporter. Anybody can have an opinion. But if you're going to sit down and write a column, you got to give me some facts, right? Just not opinion.
Right.
You got to help. You got to come through with something to make me go, okay, I didn't know that. Or I learned something. And, you know, everybody's ranting and raving. Oh, Brady, you know, it's going to be his best season ever at 44. And this coming off 2 games against Dallas and Atlanta. Both teams didn't make the playoffs a year ago. Atlanta has been god-awful. Chris, if you remember last year, remember they gave up
that game.
They're going
to lose to the Giants this week.
Oh, they're terrible. I think. You know what? They might get blown out by the Giants. That's how bad the Falcons are. But you remember that game last year against Dallas. Remember they gave it up at the end? They were up by 20-some-odd points, and then they choked that game down.
That came back.
Right. So Atlanta's horrible. And Tom Brady beat them 2 times in the last 3 games to end the regular season. So he's been feasting on them. So Rob G, I had talked to him, and I said, man, the stats, there's something that just doesn't work. I need some help with some stats. And Rob G, I'm giving him credit. I'm not acting like I did it all on my own. I'm giving him credit. And here's the thing you found out. Brady gets fat and has gotten fat since he's gone to Tampa Bay. Not off crab legs or, you know, biscuits from Red Lobster. Those cheddar cheese biscuits, though, Chris, are the absolute
oh,
best.
Oh, no, I
Am
know.
Am I right?
I know. They are
Come
delicious.
On.
You can fill up. You can if you're not careful,
you, can eat a
you
basket
won't even
of
be ready to eat your entree. Yeah, you'll eat all that, and you'll be full by the time your entree gets there.
Those biscuits are as good as it gets, for real. All right? But anyway, he's not filling up on that stuff. He's getting fat on teams that finished below 500. And in 2020, Brady had 26 touchdowns and just 3 interceptions and a completion rate of 68% against those teams that finish below 500. Now, against teams 500 or better, Brady had just 14 touchdowns and a whopping 9 picks, and his completion rate dropped to 62.6. Now, let me take out the 500 teams. Okay, the Bears and the Raiders, they both finish at 8-8. So if you only look at the teams, Chris, who finished over 500, Brady had 9 touchdowns, 9 picks, and his completion rate dropped to 60.5. Now, by itself, you just look at it and say, well, you should play better against bad teams, and this is like par the course. This is what happens. Guys load up, and then you try to play even against the best teams. So I took a look at Aaron Rodgers, who was the MVP last year. And Aaron Rodgers, against teams that finished 500 or better, had 18 touchdowns, only 4 picks, and a 68% completion rate. So there were some numbers for comparison. So that's why I say when people are going gaga over Brady because he's played 2 bad teams, let me see. He's playing the Rams defense this week. Let me see him play against a couple other good teams, good defenses, and then I can really get a gauge on where Brady is at 44. But beating up on the also-rans just didn't do anything for me. And one last thing, Chris, talking numbers-wise, here's why Brady didn't get picked for the Pro Bowl last year as well. Because Brady feasted at the end. He had 12 touchdowns and 1 pick, and that was against 3 non-playoff games, including the Falcons twice, as I mentioned, in 3 games.
But before that, those last four, Brady had 28 touchdowns and 11 picks. And that's why I think Tom Brady's numbers since he went to Tampa Bay are basically fugazi.
Are you done?
I'm done.
My goodness. Rob Parker, I got two words for you. Stop it! Are you right? Look, I'll give you credit, although maybe I should give it to Rob G. You did your homework, or at least you went to the guy that did his homework. All right? Because you did
I had to type it in.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, right. You did have a lot of numbers. But I'm going to be honest with you, Rob. First of all, Tom Brady's beyond the numbers. I mean, really, the only number that matters, seven. Seven. Because this one individual, Rob, has more Super Bowls than every other franchise in the NFL. Everyone. He's above, he's transcendent. It's like when Michael Jackson went pop and you might have said, you know what? He ain't got that same soul that he had, you know, on Off the Wall. He's pop now. Oh, he used to have more funk when he was with the Jacksons and the Jackson 5. He transcended it all. It's like if somebody tried to say Michael Jordan didn't have street cred because, you know, everybody wanted to be like Mike and he's always smiling and it don't matter. He transcended it all. And I don't care what numbers you throw out. Tom Brady went to a 7-9 football team. Took a brother out of retirement, Gronk. Took another one that nobody in the league wanted, AB. Took another who had been cut by the worst team in football, Leonard Fournette. A team that hadn't been to the playoffs in a dozen years, and they win the Super Bowl? I didn't care. I couldn't care less about your numbers. And here's the thing, too. The numbers you threw out about, oh, he did this against the bad teams, but he struggled. He didn't do as well against the good teams. That like gets thrown out the window. Because he was great in the playoffs. And the only teams in the playoffs are good teams. He had 10 touchdowns, 3 interceptions in 4 playoff games. Against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, he had 3 touchdown passes. A 125.8 passer rating. I mean, what are we talking about? And then now he's 9 touchdowns, 2 picks. Yeah, they haven't played the toughest competition. But one Mr. Rob Parker, who himself brought up Aaron Rodgers. After Aaron Rodgers looked good, very good, I wouldn't say great, but very good, against the hapless, the moribund, the feeble.
Wow.
Detroit Lions. You were wild to the point of just throwing Lamar Jackson aside as your MVP pick and saying I'm going with Aaron.
But wait, Chris.
So don't tell me about bad competition changing people's opinions because bad competition changed yours.
And here's the other part. Before take the Super Bowl out. In the three play
the no Super
no
Bowl
the
out.
Three playoff games, Tom Brady had.
Do you know what you just said?
55% completions in the playoffs, 7 touchdowns and 3 picks. Chris, that's not great. And
you
and
can't
the one part
take the Super one,
wait,
Bowl
no,
out.
But the one part you keep leaving out when you mention Leonard Fournette and AB and Gronk. That team was about defense. Come on, Chris.
Man,
stop with the offense.
Right
it was
the
about no. It
right
was the
now,
defense last year. It was about the defense.
Still
they held Patrick
points.
Mahomes to no points.
They scored 31
points
Rob.
In the Super Bowl.
They didn't beat him 11-9. They beat him 31-9.
No, but I'm talking
and
about.
And Brady scored 21 of the points himself.
Yeah, but I'm talking about what they did to Patrick Mahomes.
No, it was great. It was great.
Who if you would have bet.
But you still got to score.
There's no way, Chris. You said Patrick Mahomes is Jordan-esque.
Yep.
That he could have 0 points in a Super Bowl? Nobody could bet that or
believe the defense was great.
That he would get zero. So don't the act defense, like it's
Rob,
all
was
Brady.
Great, but so was Brady. He had three touchdowns.
Yeah, but he had three picks in the NFC Championship
In one universe, we're talking about the Super Bowl. And
no,
you disqualified your whole column when you just said throw out the Super Bowl.
No, I'm
you
just saying.
You play for the Super Bowl.
No, but I'm talking about
throw out
that.
The Super. Let me throw out the NFC title game, if anything.
No, I'm not throwing
out the Super Bowl.
Because the first three games, he had 55% completion rate.
It's irrelevant.
And seven touchdowns and three picks.
What did he do in the Super Bowl? 72% completion rate.
Yeah, I mean.
And since you're so hung up on NFC title games, let me end with this. Aaron Rodgers, who you brought up. I mean, I don't know why you compare him to Tom Brady.
Well, I had to bring it up because I wanted to do a fair comparison about the numbers against good teams and not. Now,
if Aaron Rodgers had
the same numbers and won the MVP, Chris,
Aaron Rodgers was better in the regular season than Tom Brady. Nobody, I don't know if anybody on earth would deny that. Even Brady himself, nobody's denying that. But if you give me a big game and say who you taking between Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, I think Aaron Rodgers' dad would take Tom Brady. Aaron Rodgers in five NFC title games, which for him is big because, you know, he's only been to one Super Bowl. He's got 9 touchdowns, 8 picks.
Here's a guy that never
throws interceptions in the regular season. He got 8 of them in 5 playoff games.
Here's the Tom Brady load and why he's been lucky his entire career. Tom Brady has thrown
quickly,
three interceptions.
I know you want callers to call
three
in,
interceptions
yeah.
in playoff in you know single elimination playoff games. Okay. And guess what? He's 3-1 in those games. Everybody else who has ever done that thrown three picks, they're 20-140. But Brady's 3-1. That's lucky.
Yeah. Okay. All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. You heard from Rob. You heard from me. Where are you at on Tom
Fugazi.
Brady? Is he fugazi, as Rob would say? And Max from Georgia, don't call in because we already know what you
want to
say.
What are you talking about?
Give
Let
me some
Max
objective
talk.
Listeners. 877-99 on Fox. Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Oh, yeah, it is the iCouple on a Funky Flashback Friday. Taking me back, DJ Alex Teichert. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios with classic material booming in the background. And, hey, Rob and I both, you guys know, you've been listening long enough, we are into M-Drive. Because when you take M-Drive, you're not letting age beat you. In fact, you're beating it. So go get M-Drive. It's a supplement for driven men that supports healthy testosterone levels and boosts your energy. Visit mdriveformen.com for 20% off with promo code ODDCOUPLE. Do not let age beat you, fellas. Go get M-Drive.
Let's roll through a couple of these, Chris. Gage in St. Louis, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Gage?
My brothers. How y'all doing, man? It's good to talk to y'all again. It's been a while.
Yes,
bro. We're great, man. How are you?
The only thing hotter than the weather in St. Louis is the St. Louis Cardinals, who won 13 in a row.
Yes, sir. Let's go, Cards, baby. They counted us out, man. But I know y'all on the time restraint, so I'm going to keep it real brief. Rob, that was a great point, man. The stats don't lie. Chris, usually I'm on your side, bro, but you can't lie about those numbers that Rob G. and Rob laid out for you, man. And he's not past the numbers. So you cannot do that with active players who are currently playing, bro. Quit saying that Tom Brady passed the numbers.
How's he not passed the numbers?
Because he's still actively playing. Nobody cares what you done last year.
His numbers are actually good. Nobody cares
Yeah, but against who? That's the question.
Against the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. How about that?
No, we're not talking about last year. This year, he's 9 touchdowns and
two picks. Well, you played against
two bad defenses. He scored 3 points in that Super Bowl and won, bro. They could have kicked the field goal in that
Super Bowl and won. Yes. What did he do against Kansas City?
Yep.
He scored 21 points on his own arm. I mean, people want to hate on Tom Brady. He got a lot of haters. They're not going to be convinced. But the truth is, the dude balled out in the playoffs last year. Even that game that you brought up against Green Bay with the 3 picks, he won the game in the first half. I'd rather do that than Aaron Rodgers play from behind and then make your stats look good.
Appreciate it. Trucker Justin from Minnesota, you're on the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio, what up? Yes, sir.
All right, we appreciate that, brother.
Gentlemen, so I think what Tom Brady has is unquantifiable through numbers. Numbers are important, but I'm going to make this comparison, and you'll understand what I mean. George Washington was known as a losing general, but yet he won the most important battles. He was a leader amongst men, and despite Tom Brady being imperfect with the numbers that was described, his offensive line would lie down and die for him. His team members would do anything for him, and I think it's unquantifiable what Tom Brady has. Whether he's a psychopath or he's just, I just don't want to take it away from him.
Hey, great point. It's called intangibles, and y'all
Please
know I'm big on them.
Put
big
two
on
hands
them.
On the wheel, Trucker Justin, because I don't know what that was, okay? Please.
That was facts. Trucker Justin, that was truth, brother.
Hold on Good to job. The wheel and pay attention to the road. Because that was off base.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We are the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest, you'll know him. If you're a longtime listener of this show, you've heard him many times before. If you're a longtime listener of Fox Sports Radio, you've heard him at all hours of the day. He is a workhorse, and we are so happy for him that he has now been rewarded, well-deserved, with his own show. He is now a co-host of the Fox Sports Radio morning show, the new morning show, called Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and our guest, Jonas Knox. Let's give him a hand.
Jonas.
Yes.
Listen,
welcome, brother. Welcome.
Hey, Jonas, before you say anything, I'm going to say congratulations, Mazel Tov. And Chris said you're a workhorse. That's the only thing you have in common with a horse.
I was going to say. Yeah, there's that, I was a work termite would have been more appropriate if you want to compare me, size-wise all the way through. But, I mean, listen, guys, I don't know if, you guys are weekday hosts. So you know how this goes. I mean, I'm in the middle of golf and caviar right now. Can we speed this up? I mean, this is a big time. I appreciate you guys having me, and you've always been really kind to me, and it's – like what we do, sports media, or I guess media in general, it's really competitive, and it's really, there's a lot of people that don't want to see other people succeed, and they don't want to see other people have, any sort of success in this business because it would be taking something from them. You guys have always treated me with respect and been welcoming to me, and I've always really appreciated it. And I think that's just a testament to who you guys are as people and who you guys are as men, and I appreciate all that you guys have done for me throughout the past couple of years.
Well, we really, you're a part of this Odd Couple family.
Yes.
And
yes,
we always want you on. And I'm really happy. You've worked your butt off. It's great to get an opportunity. But they could have named the show something else, but we can't go there, Jonas. I texted to him the morning that I found out. But anyway, it's great. It's great.
Every show kind of has its personality. Obviously, Rob and I are very different. We go at it. What can we expect, from Two Pros and a Joe in that regard?
So we, when Brady and I have been doing the show, Brady Quinn and I have been doing the Sunday show for years now. I want to say like 5 years, and we've like developed this, this weird chemistry. It's been a long time we've been working together, and so we've had just sort of this weird, sort of sarcastic, ball busting chemistry to where we'll take private conversations and we'll interject them on the air to see if we can make the other guy laugh. And it's just that's just been sort of what we've done. Steve DeSager's been as much of a part of it as anybody, as far as knowing when to get us to turn on each other or go against us or whatever. And so it's been a lot of fun. And my big concern when LeVar came in, I was like, man, I feel for LeVar because we're lunatics. Like, Brady and I are nut jobs. And I was like, man, I just hope, LeVar understands that, we don't take ourselves too serious. And it took like one show. Wow. And I was like, oh, LeVar's one of us. Like, it's just like, and Chris, him. He comes on, FS1 with you in the morning. Yep. Great guy. And doesn't come from I'm a former athlete, right. I know more than you, which is just nauseating. And the fact that he can come on, laugh at himself, poke fun at himself. I mean, dude, the guy was a legend in college. He's going to be a college football Hall of Famer. He was a multiple-time Pro Bowler. He was a second-team All-Pro guy. He was a number two over. Like, if anybody's got a reason to have an ego and to be a little bit of a blowhard and look down on people in his business, it would be LeVar, and he doesn't. He wants to have fun.
Right, absolutely.
And I think that's just been our approach is – when people, and you guys probably feel the same way, because we do the morning drive, you guys are doing afternoon drive on the West Coast and for some other people out there across the country, people want to laugh. They want to have a good time. Yep. Like they don't want to be talked down to. They don't want to be told that they're, that their opinions don't count. And our approach is, people are driving to a job maybe they don't want to go to. They want to just get away for a few minutes. If we can make them laugh and have some fun while we're doing it, I just think that's a better approach, because that's why we all got into this, so we didn't have to have real jobs. So why not have some fun, while we're doing it?
Well said, man.
No doubt. And this show, obviously, is the NFL season, so you got two former NFL players. How heavy are you on doing mostly NFL, or do you do other stuff?
Well, when basketball comes around, obviously.
We were doing shows and filling in during the NBA playoffs, and that was a lot of fun because those guys, they want to scratch the itch as well, too. Like, they want to talk about other things. They want to work other discussions in. And some of the most fun shows that Brady and I did were non-football season because, you could kind of flex your muscles. Because just because those guys played football, I mean, growing up they played other sports,
right?
They were great. Brady was a great baseball player. LeVar played other sports and had success.
He was
success.
A great basketball player, actually.
They're athletes, so they can come from that perspective as well too. But like, the one thing that we've been told from the bosses, and I know Chris you'll agree on this, is just stay away from baseball. We don't want
to. Hey, what are you talking about?
Absolutely. They don't tell Rob that. They tell everybody else that.
We just want to make sure we're playing to a bigger audience.
Let me throw this at you, Jonas, before you go.
More baseball than any other national show, and you know what?
And it's still
our
not
listeners
a lot,
appreciate
but...
it.
Hey, we got, before you go, we got to get your opinion on this. You got to settle this. And I don't know. I'm a Brady guy. Rob's not in Brady guy. Everybody knows that. He wrote this column just ripping Brady to shreds, saying he's Tom Fugazi. The numbers this year, 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, are fraudulent.
They're all against bad teams.
Where are you at on this? If it was a newspaper, it would have been fish wrap. I didn't know what to do with it on my computer. But go ahead, Jonas.
Rob. The guy's 44, dude. What do you want him to do? Dive into the end zone like LeVar Jackson? Yeah, he's playing who he's playing, but he's playing at such a high level. And they've been the best team in the NFL since their bye week last season. And I'll make this point. If we didn't know Brady was 44, would anybody be talking about him retiring soon?
No way.
I don't think anybody would. It's just the fact that the age is there. And you know, Rob Parker, who still has something against the state of Michigan, Tom Brady no, went to Michigan.
I don't have anything against Michigan. It was 20 great years in the state of Michigan. I love Michigan. I love Detroit. I'm going this weekend. My point is, you can't talk up a guy who only puts up numbers against bad teams. And since he went to Tampa Bay,
yeah, he does.
Go look at his numbers. They're not good against the better competition. That's all I'm saying, no, Jonas.
Well, look, I think maybe there is we got to wait and see on this. Although I will say this, Rob Parker has painted himself into a corner this weekend because you got to cheer for either Brady or StatPad.
Right,
you are
right.
Screwed.
No, it's going to be good because both will play poorly and some defensive player will take a pick six to the house and the final score will be 7-0. How's
that's
that?
Great. Oh, that'd be perfect. That's great. So either way, you're going to have a mouse urinating tweet after
yes,
the game. So you're going to win no matter what. So
No doubt.
Well, hey, Jonas, again, congratulations.
Absolutely,
sir.
Man. We couldn't be happier for you and we appreciate you. And we'd love to have you come on from time to time.
And you'll always be our side piece. I don't care. I can't believe you're still doing that nighttime show. Is marriage and the baby that tough? You really just can't.
Here's the thing. I mean, here's the thing, and I want to, I want to set Rob up with this little alley-oop here. Like, Rob, okay. I know you've never missed that show. You know,
I never missed that show. I never listened to it, so I never miss it.
No, I love you guys, man. You guys have been fantastic.
All right, brother. You too.
Alex and Robert behind the scenes. No, you guys have been awesome, and I love you, and I appreciate it. And anytime you guys want, man, let's talk. Let's have fun.
No doubt.
Let's do it.
All keep up the great
Jonas.
Work. That's our man, Jonas Knox, co-host of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, weekday mornings here on Fox Sports Radio with Brady Quinn and LeVar Arrington. Make sure you check that out. All right. In the NFL, sometimes all you need is a change of scenery.
Mm-hmm.
We'll explain next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
The official Odd Couple side piece.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Wow. DJ Alex Tyshirt, Rob, I know he's bringing you back because he's bringing me back. He's taking me back. Billy Ocean up in the house. It is the Odd Couple, and we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a funky flashback Friday. All right, Rob. You and I both, initially, I think you may have stayed with him for a while. I initially liked him, thought he had promise. Obviously, it didn't show in his 3 years with the New York Jets. But Sam Darnold, don't look now. But Sam Darnold, Rob, is averaging nearly 300 yards passing a game. He's 3-0 with the Carolina Panthers. Now, granted, they beat a bunch of slugs. We're not sure yet what New Orleans is, but they beat Houston.
But New Orleans was coming off of that big win off Green Bay. So that was a good win.
We'll see what New Orleans is. But I think they're good. I think they're a playoff team. So, but he's looking good, Rob. He had 304 yards last night, 23 for 34. That's 68% completion.
Ran for two touchdowns.
Didn't throw any, but ran for two and didn't have any turnovers. And this is really, and I'm not, I'm not a native New Yorker. So I don't have anything feelings
for
or against.
You're not like me.
The Jets.
I was a kid who grew up as a Jets fan. I went to Shea Stadium to see the games. I used to not buy the paper on Monday when the Jets lost. Chris, I was all the way in.
Yep.
I wouldn't work at the shoe store on Sundays during football season. I was all the way in on the Jets.
Well, are you with me? And we've talked about it. Look, the Jets aren't as bad as everyone says. I mean, it was a decade ago.
It wasn't that long ago,
and they were a team that was getting to the AFC Championship, so on and so forth. But, Rob, what they've been the last several years is downright embarrassing. And I think this is just one further indictment of how far they've fallen as a franchise. This guy looked like a slug in New York. And now he looks like he could be a legitimate franchise quarterback
on a good team, on a playoff team. I mean, we'll see what they do, but so far, it's completely different.
He's not turning the ball over, Chris. He's doing what they need him to do. 300 yards last night. It's the Texans. You still got to win. It was 7-6 at the half, right? That game could have gone either way.
Yep.
A turnover here, a block punt or a fumble. I mean, there's a lot of ways that can happen, but he didn't do it. And that's a big win on the road, 3-0 start. Well, you said it the other day, yesterday. I don't know the last time the Panthers started 3-0. It's been a while, right?
2015, when they made to the Super Bowl with Cam Newton.
That's 6 years ago, right? I mean, so let's look at it and be fair that Darnold has played well. And T.J. Houshmandzadeh, who we had on not too long ago, he swears by the guy. And, you know, he works out a lot of college kids, Chris, and was all in on Darnold.
He said he thinks he'll be a Pro Bowler. Not this year necessarily. Obviously, it's tough in the NFC. Future. But, yeah, in the future. Look, and they got a long way to go. They play the Cowboys.
We're not crowning them anything. Right.
They play the Cowboys next week. And regardless how you feel about the Cowboys, they can score. Their defense has improved, but offense, they're legit. And so we'll find out how good that Carolina defense really is.
It looks good so far, but we don't know.
After the Cowboys, they got six straight weeks of teams that didn't make the playoffs last year.
Wow.
And then they're only two juggernauts, and really it's only one, juggernauts that they have to face this year are the Buccaneers in the two division games.
Right.
And Buffalo, they have, you know, we'll see. Josh Allen's got to get himself going again. But if he does that, that's another tough team. But my point is, their schedule's fairly light. I think they could be a playoff contender. I don't know what that – I'm not saying they'll make it. But I do think they'll be alive and in the hunt, Rob, in part because of the schedule.
Right, and the start, Chris, taking advantage of the start.
Yeah, 3-0 is big, right?
In the NFL, to start 3-0, I think there's a chance there that they can do something. But, I think a lot of people counted Darnold out. You know, he was discarded. You know, get rid of him. He's a bum. And so far, whether it's throwing touchdowns or passing, and he only has one pick so far through three games, it's a
good
start.
He's been more consistent. We never saw this consistency in New York.
Not at all. Not in the NFL.
Right. So the interesting thing will be, because obviously the key to their offense, at least so far, has been Christian McCaffrey. And to his credit, Darnold played well after McCaffrey got hurt. You know, he had a slow start. He got sacked a few times once McCaffrey went down with the hamstring injury. But in the second half, he was very good, even without McCaffrey. But, Rob, I wonder, I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not making this proclamation, but it's something you have to start thinking about. McCaffrey missed 13 games last year, Rob, with three very different injuries. Now he's got the hamstring injury. You wonder, what he did a couple years ago, is that starting to take a little toll on his body? Because remember, 2 years ago, 2 years ago, 1,000 yards rushing, 1,000 yards receiving. Year before that, he was close to the same numbers. And like you said, everybody talks about all his touches. Yeah, I mean, but there's a price to be paid for all those touches. And you wonder, I hope it's not the case. I'm not saying it's the case. He looked good when he was healthy in these first few games. But I just hope he gets back and that body's not worn down. All right, it's more iCouple coming your way. 2 hours left. Lock it.